Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for gathering us this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天把我们聚集在一起。
And Lord, as we gather to listen to your word, I pray that you may bless what I say.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，求主祝福这些话语。
May you bless this time.
求主祝福这个时间。
And Lord, may you help us to remember that you are the one who holds tomorrow.
也让主提醒我们，你是那掌握明天的。
In your name I pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Timothy.
大家早上好，我的名字叫 Timothy.
I don't normally give messages, so please forgive me if I make any mess up.
我平常不怎么给信息，所以如果我有任何失误，请大家见谅。
But recently, I have been going through a lot of thinking.
最近我常常在思考。
And one of the things I've been thinking about is that, like, wow, the year has gone by very quick.
有一件事我常常思考的是，这时间过得可真快。
And day after day passes by in a big blur.
每天一天一天过得好像一下子就过去了。
And I don't have too much to complain about.
实际上这我也没有什么好抱怨的。
Because I do feel that the Lord has blessed me and my family.
我觉得主确实也有祝福我，也有祝福我的家庭。
But in the middle of all this blessing and contentment, I think to myself, this year has gone by. Where is my relationship with the Lord?
在这些所有的祝福和满意当中，一年已经快过去了，我就在想。我这一年的跟主的关系有什么变化呢？
How is my relationship with the Lord?
我跟主的关系现在是怎么样呢？
And so I would like to share with you this morning what the Lord has shared with me.
我今天早上就想跟大家分享主与我分享的。
And the Lord reminded me of Abraham.
主让我看到了亚伯拉罕。
And so I would like to read from Genesis chapter 12.
我想跟大家一起来读《创世纪》十二章。
Verses 1 through 5, I will just read it.
我们一同来读。我自己可以读。第一节到第五节。
And it reads, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you."I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse them who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
创世纪十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我要指示的地方去，指示你的地去，你必我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年75岁。亚伯兰将他的妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地。
Yeah, so I'm sure many of us are familiar with these verses.
我知道大家可能对这些经节都非常熟悉。
And how Abraham was a faithful man of God.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个对神非常忠心的仆人。
And how he was so faithful that he can just on a whim listen to the Lord and go to a place that he's not familiar with.
他非常忠心，因为听我们的主跟他这样说，他就 带所有的他的所有的东西，就没有任何想法，就直接去了神说的地方。
But there is one part of this verse, verse 5, that stuck out to me this time when I was rereading it.
这一次我读这里的时候，第五节，有一些新的东西，新的看见。
And it is that Abraham took not only his wife and his brother's son, but he also took all of his possessions that he had gained and all the people whom he had acquired.
这里说亚伯兰不仅他带走了他的妻子和侄儿，他也说他把他所积蓄的财物、所得的人口、所有都带往了迦南地区。
And to me, this reads that Abraham had many. He was living a good life in Ur.
在读到这里，我就意识到，其实亚伯兰他当时是在生活的还是不错的。
He had material goods.And he had servants.
他有积蓄的财物，他还有仆人所得的人口。
You can say that he was living a life of blessing.
我们就可以说，其实他是活着，他的生活是充满了祝福。
And even though he was comfortable, even though he had these blessings, when the Lord told him to go, he just went.
尽管说他当时的生活应该是非常舒适的。但是神说要他去迦南地，他就去了迦南地。
And then a question popped up into my head, like, how could he just do that?
然后我就在想，他怎么可以就这样就去了呢？
Just like another passage that many are familiar with, when the rich young ruler went up to Jesus and asked, "How do I obtain the kingdom of heaven?"
像另外一些经节，大家也应该很熟悉，当一个年轻的富人去。有钱人去问主耶稣他怎么能进天国。
And when Jesus told him you had to sell all your possessions and go and follow Jesus, the rich young ruler realized, I can't let go.
这位年轻的富人他就说他主耶稣跟他说你要把你所有的财富都散尽然后跟随我，他就忧忧愁愁的走。
And so now I am standing here thinking,Who am I like, more like? Am I like the rich young ruler who can't let go of blessings? Or am I like Abraham who can say, yes, Lord, I will follow?
我就在想我如果是我的话我会比较偏向哪一位我是偏向这位忧忧愁愁走的年轻的有钱人还是比较偏向这位忠心的亚伯拉罕。
Another example is also in Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. This is right after Abraham... All the stuff that happened in Egypt.
另外一个例子是也是在创世纪十三章第一节，他们刚刚经历过埃及的事。
It reads that Abraham went up from Egypt, and took his wife and Lot, and then he went to the south. And Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold, and he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel.
第一节到第三节，亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银牲畜，极多。他从南地渐渐的往伯特利去。
Abraham could have just settled. He has riches. He has a lot of gold, a lot of silver, a lot of livestock. But he continues to pursue after the promise that God gave him. Why?
亚伯兰他可以就待在那里住下来，他又有金又有银又有牲畜，他为什么还要继续迁移
？And so, the Lord answered this in chapter 15.
主继续向回答我的问题，他一直带我到第十五章。
And it's verses 2 to 6. I'll just read it very quickly.
继续，所以就是第二节到第六节。
Maybe, but it says, and Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abraham said, Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then the Lord brought him outside and said, Look,Now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed in the Lord, and God accounted to him righteousness.
第二节，亚伯兰说：“主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。”亚伯兰又说：“你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后裔。”耶和华又对他说：“这人必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。”所以领他走到外面，说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And so we can see from chapter 15 that when, even though Abraham had all of these riches, all of the livestock and goods, he wanted what the Lord promised him, an heir.
我们看到，尽管说亚伯兰他其实的物质上的是很充足的，但是他实际上想要的是神给他的应许，也就是一个后裔。
Because the Lord promised him that he would have descendants numerous.
因为神应许他的是他的后裔会如天上的众星那么多。
So when the Lord blessed Abraham with gold, Abraham looked at that and said, "That's not what God promised me."
所以当神祝福亚伯拉罕给了他金银的时候，他看到这些金银，却说这不是神应许我的。
When God let Abraham settle across from Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham said, "This is not where God promised me to be."
当神一路带领亚伯拉罕，当时他在格摩拉对面的时候，他说：“这不是神应许我的，不应该是我待的地。”
And even when Sarah was not able to give birth to the Lord, but when Sarah was not able to give birth, the Lord still reassured Abraham, "I have a promise for you."
尽管当时他的妻子撒拉不能怀孕，神还是继续应许他说你会有一个后裔。
And so when I was reflecting on these things, I had to continuously ask myself, and we have to ask ourselves, what is the Lord promising us?
当我看到这些的时候，我就会不断地问自己说神对我们的应许是什么。
Because we all have something the Lord told us would come to pass, and the Lord also gave to us a commission.
神对我们每个人都有托付，都有应许。
Abraham's promise, the Lord's promise to Abraham was, "You will have descendants numerous, and you must go to this land that I promised you."
神给亚伯拉罕的应许是他的后裔会如天上的星一样众多，但是对他的嘱咐是你必须要去迦南地。
So then for us, and for each and every one of us, we have a unique promise and a unique commission.
对我们也是同样的，我们都有神对我们个人独特的应许，也有对我们个人独特的嘱咐。
And so what is yours and what is mine?
你的是什么呢？我的是什么呢？
And because it's everyone has their own unique perspective of the Lord, I'm not able to give an answer for that.
因为每个人对神的认识和经历都是不一样，所以我不能给你你的答案。
But what I'm able to answer is for myself.
但是我可以给大家看我这边的答案。
And one of the biggest things that, like I mentioned earlier, was when I am in all these blessings, how do I react?
像我之前提到的，当我的生活中充满了神的祝福的时候，我应该是有什么反应呢？
Do I react like the rich young ruler, or do I react like Abraham?
我应该是像亚伯兰这样，还是像之前的那位年轻的妇人？
And just like how I said, the year has gone by very quickly. How much have I done?
就像我之前所说，今年已经过得非常的快。我今年做了什么？
And so, what?The Lord has also showed me is that blessings are blessings.
神首先神跟我的启示就是祝福，它就是祝福。
I don't want to make it sound like blessings are a bad thing. That we should avoid blessings because we might lose track of where we are with the Lord.
不想让大家认为说，如果我们祝福太多，我们会在那里面自我满足，然后就会看不见神。Because
everything that Abraham received is a blessing from the Lord.
因为就像亚伯兰这里他的金银牲畜全部都是神的祝福。When
Abraham got in trouble in Egypt, when he was leaving, God gave him all of those gold, all that silver, all that livestock.
尽管亚伯拉罕在亚伯兰在埃及，他当时
有犯错误，但是神还是祝福了他众多的牲畜和仆人。So you can't say that blessings from the Lord is bad, are bad.
所以我们当然不能说神的祝福是不好的。But
what happens when those blessings become something that anchors you down?
那但是如果祝我们的我们因着这些祝福让我们停滞在我们的生活不往前了呢？
What happens if your contentment with the blessings becomes complacency with the blessings?
那如果有些时候，如果我们的因为这些祝福的满足，而我们的生命反而却不能成长。
What if the comfortable life that the Lord has given to you makes you a lazy life?
如果神给我们的这些安逸的生活，让我们渐渐的变得懒惰了呢？
Can you imagine after Abraham left Egypt with all those goods, he settles down in the land across from Sodom and Gomorrah and just says, you know what? I like it here.
你们可以想象在埃及当神祝福了亚伯拉罕给了他这么多东西，然后他迁移的时候觉得，哎，我这里住的蛮不错，我就待着不用搬家了。
Got a lot of space, got a lot of stuff to do. I don't need to go that much further.
他的地又多又有人。
And, well, he didn't, and God accounted to him righteousness.
但是他没有，他相信了神，神就以此为他的义。
And so looking back at ourselves, are there blessings in your life that turn from blessings into anchors?
所以我们想要自己 反省一下，当我们自己的生活中有没有一些神的祝福，让我们变得渐渐的不想往前移动了呢？
Has there something that the Lord's given to us as good, but then instead of looking to the Lord, we continue to grasp onto what was that comfort?
就像是有些时候神给我们的祝福是好的，但是因为我们太依赖这些祝福了，我们就紧紧的抓住这些，反而不会向神继续前进。
And as you hold on to that comfortable thing, you let go more and more of the Lord, and you begin to hold on to more of that comfort.
当你一手抓住你的安逸的生活的时候，你渐渐渐渐另一边手就开始放开对神的抓住。Yeah.
And when God says, "Hey, time to get up, time to move, time to continue," you're like, "Oh, I don't want to go."
然后神说，好，我们现在要往迦南南地去了，但是你就说，哦，但是我又不想走了。
So how do we let go?
那这些我们怎么办呢?
And once again, looking at Abraham, how does he let go?
那我们又看一下亚伯兰，他是怎么放弃这些的?
The things of those blessings are nothing compared to what Abraham truly wanted.
在他的眼中，这些祝福，对比于神的应许，是完全没有任何重量的。
He wanted that promise from the Lord.
他想要神的应许。
And he wanted a blessing that was truly from the Lord.
他想要一个真正从神来的应许。
Which is why when Abraham is sitting there with all of the wonderful things in life, the first thing he asks when he sees the Lord is, where is my child? Where is my heir?
所以当他看到他眼前所有的金银财富的时候，当神对他显现，他对神提的第一个问题就是：我这里有这么多东西，但是我又没有后裔，怎么办呢？
Is the promise to the Lord? Is the promise what the Lord gave you the foremost thing in your heart?
神对我们的应许是否是我们心中最头等的大事？
So that when you are sitting in your blessings, and the Lord says, and the Lord comes up to you, can you say, "Yes, Lord, I want what you want"?
所以，当我们坐在神所有的祝福当中的时候，当我们 面对与神面对面的时候，我们还能是否说主，我只想要你给我的应许？
Can you, when you're comfortable and lying in bed and the Lord says, I want you to serve me now, can you get up out of bed and say, Yes, Lord, I want to serve you now?
当我们舒舒服服地躺在床上的时候，神对你说，我现在需要你做一件事，你会愿意从那舒服的床上起来，为神做这件事吗？
Or you really, really want to fellowship with brothers and sisters, but the Lord says, I want you to take care of this person now. Can you say, Yes, I want to take care of that person now?
当你在跟一个弟兄 姐妹聊天，就是说的非常尽兴的时候，突然间神说，我需要你去照顾另外一个人，你可以放下你当时做的事情，去按照神的吩咐去照顾另外一个人吗？
Hard to say, it's difficult sometimes, but the Lord would be overjoyed if you can say, Yes, I want what you want.
是在当下应该是一个非常难的选择，但是我知道，当我们如果选择了听神的话的话，神会充满了喜乐。
And another point is that about Abraham and how righteous he was is that he was able to hold on to something immaterial.
在另外一件我从亚伯兰身上学亚伯拉罕身上学到的是他愿意不是物质上，他愿意抓住不是物质上的东西。
We don't need to turn there, but in Hebrews chapter 11, it just talks about how Abraham is a man of faith because he believed in the Lord, he believed in the promise of the Lord through faith.
我们不需要翻到那，但在希伯来书十一章有说，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，他领受了这应许。
Because in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen.
就像是同一章第一节说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
It's hard to believe in something you cannot see.
这看不见的东西是真的很难相信的。
The comforts and the blessings we have in life usually are material things.
在我们现在生活的安逸的生活里，这些东西其实非常容易看见，都是一些物，大部分都是物质上的。
Things that we can see, things that we can touch, things that we can justify.
看得见，摸得着，我们都觉得是当然，理所当然想要的。
Money, jobs, house.
比如说金钱，比如说好的工作，或者是一个好的房子。
It's easy to hold on to material things.
是对我们人来说是非常容易去抓住这些物质上的东西。
It's easy to trust in material things.
也非常容易去相信这些物质上的东西。
If you're nervous about what you can spend in the future, you look at your bank account like, I'm okay, I'm good.
如果你觉得我可能不知道以后安不安全，花钱安不安全的时候，你看到你的银行账户说，哦，其实我还好，看到这些账户的余额，觉得我应该还好。
Yeah, but then the promise that God gives to us, sometimes we cannot see yet.
有些时候神给我们的应许是我们看不见的。
Abraham couldn't see his son until he was born.
亚伯翰当时看不见他的儿子。
And so, faith.Is a major, major thing that we need to be able to let go of our comforts.
所以，去能让我们放弃我们安逸生活的一大重要元素就是信心。
Do you have faith in the Lord?
我们在主里有信心吗？
Do we believe that the Lord has all good things meant for us?
我们相信主对为我们所给我们的一切都是他的美意吗？
Because when I reflect upon this past year for me, there are two biggest fears that come up into my mind.
当我想到这一去过去的这一年，我有两件事情我觉得比较恐惧的。
And one of those fears is, what if all the good blessings I've had this year go away?
第一个就是假设我今年所有领受到的祝福都不见了怎么办？
And you know, thinking about it, that's a wrong mentality to have.
但是我意识到那是一个错误的想法。
Because I am grasping on to what I see as comfort.
因为我当时在抓住我 自己认为舒适安逸的东西。
And there's no faith to be able to let go.
在那个想法里面是没有信心的。
And so, what does the Lord ask you to put his faith into? Your faith into?
所以主让我们把信心放在哪里呢？
What is the Lord telling us that we need to let go of and to hold on to Him for?
主想让我想让我们松开哪一些事情，把信心放在哪里呢？
Do we have the faith to say all of the things that we have are nothing compared to what you want from me, Lord?
我们有这个信心说，我们现在生活的这些安逸的生活，对于你。想要给我们的应许是完全没有任何重量的吗？
And the other thing about faith is that I found for myself is that as time goes on, it is harder and harder for me to have faith in the Lord.
另外一件关于信心的事，对于我来说，我发觉在主的里面时间越长，好像信心是越来越难增加。
To trust in the Lord.
去就信心指的是去相信神。
Because I would like to call it spiritual inertia.
我想称这个事情像是一个信心属灵的一个惯性。
Inertia is a physics term for things that are in motion or stay put, want to stay put or stay in motion.
惯性就是物理上面说一个物体它如果是它有一个惯性，就是如果它是停止的它就会想停止，如果它是移动的它就会想继续移动。
Yeah, and as we hold on to the comforts in our life, that spiritual inertia gets heavier and heavier.
就像是我们如果抓住我们的安逸的生活，我们这个惯性想要停留在原地的惯性会越来越重。
The Lord, maybe the Lord blessed you with money.
假设主祝福你在经济上面祝福了你。
And as time goes on, you make more and more money.
当时间过去，你挣的钱越来越多。
But because of that, it gets harder and harder to let go.
但是就是因为这样你。就会越来越难的去松开这件事情。
The spiritual inertia just gets too heavy.
这个惯性就会越来越重。
And so when the Lord says, let go of that money, come sell all your goods and follow me, ooh, tough.
当神说要把这件金钱这件事情放开，你要来跟随我，这就会变得越来越困难。
Because it reminds me of when I was younger and going to school, high school, I would have to commute.
当我想就是我小时候去高中的时候，我需要去坐公共交通。
And during that, smartphones weren't really a thing back then.
那个时候我们还没有智能手机。
And so I have nothing to do. I might as well read the Bible.
所以在那个时候我没有手机的话，那我没有事情做，那我就读圣经吧。
And every day going to school, it became easier and easier to read the Bible.
所以每天去学校的路上就越来越简单，就是理所当然的就是在路上读圣经。
An object in motion wants to stay in motion.
就是这个惯性，就是你在移动的时候，你就会更加就是习惯性的继续移动。
But when summertime came along,
但是暑假来了
，and there's no more school,
然后我不需要每天去。
I just stopped reading.
我读经的习惯就停下来了。
And then as the summer weeks go on more and more, you read less and less.
这个暑假越往暑假的深处走，我读的圣经的时间就越来越少。
And then the, you know, object that wants to stay put doesn't want to move.
就是你的惯性想要停留的这个物体，它就会继续的想停留。
And so, just like once again, looking back at Abraham, the Lord tells him, go here, go here, go here, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving.
就像是我们看到亚伯拉罕神说要去这儿去那。
And Abraham somehow is able to remove all of that inertia and just say, I'll follow.
亚伯拉罕就可以放下所有一切的东西，他可以继续的跟神走。
Because Abraham, and I feel like I'm repeating this quite often, but Abraham puts all of his trust, all of his faith, and all of his longing into that one promise from God.
感觉我好像一直在重复这件事情，但是确实就是因为亚伯拉罕他是想要神的应许，不要世上的祝福。
And it makes me very sad at first, realizing that I have come so short of what the Lord wants me to do.
当我意识到这件事情的时候，我其实一开始很伤心，觉得我好像亏欠了神。
But then there is an uplifting.
但是在那之后，好像又有一个一个
encouragement。Because if you read Genesis and Abraham, you realize that his life wasn't always uphill. There were many downhills.
因为当我们看亚伯兰他的一生在创世纪，他不是一生都在走上坡路，他还是有下坡路的。
And one of the biggest ones was when he lost sight of that promise from God, and he went to go have a son with his servant.
其中一个就是他当时因为这个子义的事情，他娶了夏甲，去生了这个
伊斯玛里。Because yes, there are the other mess ups in Abraham are kind of bad, but this one I thought was particularly bad because he broke that original hope that he had in the Lord.
他还有其他的下坡路的地方，但是我觉得这一个是特别的突出，因为这个是针对神的应许。
Yeah, and after he broke that promise from the Lord, and he lost sight of it, the Lord was silent to him.
因为当他这件事情之后。神好像就对他没有，就是一直没有说话13年。
The Lord was very silent to him for a very long time.
神一直都没有对他说话。
But then what happens after that long period of silence?
但是这长久的沉默之后是发生了什么事呢？
God was the one who came back to Abraham and said, remember that promise I told you about?
是神先对亚伯拉罕显现说，你还记得我对你的应许吗？
And that gives me hope.
这让我看到了盼望。
Because when we live that life where we become complacent in the blessings that the Lord gives to us, and we lose sight of what the Lord originally promises us.
因为当我们在生活的时候，我们有时候有可能会没有。定睛地看住神对我们的应许的时候，
God is the one who always brings us back on.
神他会对我们显现，然后把我们带回到原来的路上。
He doesn't forsake us.
他不会离弃我们。
He doesn't say, "Ugh, what a lost cause," and then walks away.
他不会就说啊，这个人没用，然后就离开了我们。
He may not be super happy, but he is a loving and patient God.
他可能对这件事情，他当然不会非常开心，但是他不会离弃我们，因为他是有耐，对我们是有耐心、有爱的神。
And once he reaffirmed that promise with Abraham, he sets up a covenant with him.
当他再一次对亚伯拉罕显现应许的时候，他与他立了一个约。
And he reaffirms that promise for Abraham.
他再一次对亚伯拉罕确认他的应许。
And not too long after, God fulfills his promise.
在那之后，神就完成了他的应许。
And I found that very interesting. God fulfilled the promise that God gave to Abraham.
我觉得特别有趣，是因为神完成了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Not something that Abraham did. Abraham just followed.
亚伯拉罕他自己没有做什么，他只有跟随。
He followed from place to place. He followed from what the Lord told him to do and where to stay.
他跟随着神，从这个地方到那个地方，他跟随着神，叫他做什么，他就做了什么。
And that was considered faithful in the eyes of the Lord.
但 就是因为这些让神以此为意。
So, when the Lord comes knocking and asks us to let go of the blessings in our life,
所以当神来到我们的生命中敲门说想让你松开放下一些应许的时候
and to follow him into the unknown,
然后跟随他去我们未知的地方
are we faithful to simply follow?
我们会忠心的听从主的吩咐吗
because that's what the Lord asks of us, doesn't ask to give him something, doesn't ask for us to perform something, the Lord asks us to
主他不要他不需要我们去给他什么不需要我们去做什么他只需要我们去相信而跟随
Sounds so simple and I wish it was as easy as just saying Lord well sorry it sounds simple
听起来好像很简单的一件事
but then in reality it becomes hard
但是在实际上我们都知道这是一个非常困难的事
butI believe with sincerity in our hearts, if we say, Lord, I want to let go of these things in my life that I'm anchored to.
但是我们都知道，当我们真实的在我们的心底对神说，我们想松开这些把我们拉下来的东西的时候
，then the Lord is just as faithful to us as we are to.
我们的神他是信实的
，even more so.
他会更加信实的把这些东西挪去。
Yeah, and if we say that with sincerity and say, Lord, I give this up, I want to give this up, I want to follow you, the Lord will make it so.
当我们真心的跟神说，我们想放弃这些东西，我们真心的想跟随你的时候，神他就会做。
And on this journey of following the Lord's promise,
在寻找跟随神，寻找他的应许的这条路上
，There will be blessings.
这路上会有祝福。
There will be what's the opposite of blessings? But like there will be downsides.
会有下坡路。
But in the end, it's does the Lord's promise get fulfilled for you?
但是最后我们的终点是神的应许能不能在我们的身上成就。
The answer, of course, would be yes.
当然，我们的答案应该是对，是的。
When the Lord promises something, it will be fulfilled.
因为当神应许任何事的时候，这件事情就会成就。
And so I'd like to just read from Psalm.
所以我就想读诗篇的一些经节。
From verse 1 to 3. Sorry, Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四节。第一节到第三节。
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
In good times and bad times, are we blessing the name of the Lord?
在我们的生活里的祝福里和灾难里的有灾难有祝福有灾难的时候我们还会一同赞美耶和华吗
Not simply just saying thank you Lord for the blessings
不是单单的说谢谢主你给我们的这些祝福
But being able to say Lord thank you But I will continue to bless your name I want continue to follow your promise
不仅仅是谢谢这些祝福而是说主我们的心必定还会继续跟随你。
It's easier for me to turn to the Lord in rough times.
对我来说其实在我困难的时候其实是更加容易的去来寻找主。
But it's a lot harder for me to turn to the Lord in good times.
但是在我 好的时间段的时候，其实对我来说比较更，来主面前会比较困难。
We can say thank you, Lord, for the blessings.
我们可以说主，谢谢你给我们的祝福。
But do we bless the name of the Lord when He tells us, "Let go and follow Him"?
但当主要挪去这些的时候，我们还会继续赞美和夸耀主的名。
And so my encouragement for all of us is pursue the Lord.
所以我对大家的劝勉是继续跟随。
Follow Him not only when times are rough, but also in times of blessing.
在祝福的时候，也在困难的时候，都要继续跟随主。
How about we end the time with some prayer?
然后请我们结束，用几个祷告来结束。
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. You're the one that called us out of this dark world and into the domain of light. So, Lord, yes, during our life, we sometimes are up on the mountain and sometimes are low on the valley. But, Lord, you're still faithful, guiding us every step of the way. So, Lord, in times of good times, we pray that we can still continue to pursue after you. In times of rough times, Lord, may we not lose hope that you're faithful and your steadfast love will never change. So, Lord, we thank you for this encouragement. May you bless it and help us to continue to follow after you. Thank you. We pray all this in precious Jesus' name. Amen.
真能够认识到主啊，你是我们的主，你不单是亚伯拉罕的神，也是我们的神。主啊，我们相信你所应许给我们的，主啊，你必成就。主啊，也愿意求主让我们在生活里面，主啊，你应许我们的，也求主你为我们来实现。主啊，我们何等的赞美你，我们感谢你，你为我们成就的这极大无比的救恩。主啊，使我们今天能活着与你主啊，借着圣灵能够与主同行，主啊，也更也让主啊你的圣灵住在我们里面，来号令我们，来做我们一生的主，不管是高山或是低谷，主啊，我们都愿意跟随。主啊，我们实在赞美你，但愿主你也借着你的话语继续的来主啊来来喂养我们。主啊，让我们真的能够在你的话语里面成长，主啊，能够长大，能够磨成神儿子的形象，继续的来仰望你的来临。主啊，我们实在赞美你，感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
心慈父，主啊，他的信心就是在各种的难处，各种的困境当中，不断的有化妆的作品，多事神的作品。当他晚年的时候，神再次向他施恩施怜悯，主啊，你是何等的信实啊！当他年满的时候，他的太太 Sarah 也是喜笑不太相信，但是主啊，你让信心止步在你面前，不断的凭信心在你面前祈求你的应运，你的信让亚伯拉罕和他的太太都来信靠你最后生了以撒。主啊，我们看到神的对我们的何等的信实可靠的神让我们在各种难处当中都能够顺顺利利的度过，都是他为我们征战。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你亚伯拉罕的的确确是我们信心止步的榜样。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，愿你圣灵不断的在难处当中给我们各种的难处，但是我们有faithful 的信实可靠的神做我们的后盾让我们在不断的生命成长当中更加的来亲近神，更加的来 追随神，主啊，你与我们同在，这是生命的同在。主啊，谢谢你，赞美你，一切荣耀归于你，奉靠主耶稣基督的名而求。
好，亲爱的主，我们感谢大美主，主啊，记住弟兄的话，使我们真的有要好的很多信心，上次要和师傅给他本来住在加勒底罗尔，要把他要和西藏的姐姐要往本地附加往回出去，要在加南地做人应许他，他有信心，有信心之父，他有信我哪里去也不知道，他开路开亚伯拉罕的路，一直往前走，他信心之中，我们跟着可以亏欠人，没有信心。主啊，这次弟兄把你的话赐给我们，让我们在你面前有亚伯拉罕的信心，使我们再次要凝望主，人的应许不会改变的，人的应许一直替我们前走，先往前移前走，这是你的恩典和怜悯。主啊，我们感谢大美主一路他的妻子如着一路出加勒底罗尔往他那去，一路一路平安走着人数应许的地方，真是的感谢主，我们信靠主，主有应许我们一家买家大美主在脚前，这是你的应许，这是你的恩典，感谢大美主，把一切荣耀大美都说给你，谢谢主，祷告是奉耶稣的名，阿们。
你就会保守我们，有可能感恩的话语，有智慧，有大能，让我们勇敢地走出我们的舒适圈。我们何等感恩，你的爱可以挪去我们的畏惧，你的爱可以让我们勇敢面对挑战，让我们在挑战中信心增长，让我们在挑战中与你的关系越来越亲近。主，我们知道有了你，我们就有了全部。我们在喜乐和平安中期待着与你相遇。主啊，感谢赞美，所有归于你。这样祷告祈求，是奉主基督耶稣名求。
阿门。